I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1. Why do we wait to grant forgiveness? I found myself in a situation last week where I had a thought about someone involved. I remember thinking so clearly and so meaningfully, I am going to forgive you for this, but I can't today, not yet. And then a question arose and it asked, why are you waiting? What will be so different tomorrow? This question sat with me. It followed me around. Hours later, it was still there. What will be so different about tomorrow? Maybe a little less hurt, disappointment, frustration. Maybe. But I realised that I've witnessed too many people hold on to their battles like a wound they're not willing to stitch. And just when it starts to heal, they make it bleed again. It drains their colour. It was draining my colour. As Ilanya Van Zandt might say, forgiveness is a process that begins with the choice to end your own suffering. I'm working on it. Moment 2. There is a carefully orchestrated rhythm to this life. We just can't hear it all to appreciate it enough. Erin, you are one piece in the puzzle. You can see where you are landing. You can guess how it's fitting, how it's all coming together. You can't see that for other people. We don't know how all the pieces will land, just our piece. You play this part in the whole, this important part. Don't forget that. I was given this powerful advice once. I think it's powerful because it tells me 2 things. 1, we get to control our own piece. We get to move, pivot, mold, and reshape anytime we want to fit and any way we want to become. And 2, it's not for us to know about others. That becomes their doing or undoing. I also heard that the path doesn't exist until we walk it. I hope, like me, you walk into this coming week more empowered in remembering that we create our days, our moments, our piece of the puzzle. Moment 3. Routines and rituals. Oh boy, have I been out of sorts lately. Some people mention the crazy moon, the pandemic, the shifts in energy. All of this may be true. I don't have an exact answer. All I know is that I don't want it anymore. And I also know that I'm partially to blame. Anytime I've felt like this in the past, I've needed to raise my hand and own the fact that I've not been spending time doing the things that I know bring me back together. Routines and rituals that have held my hand, kept my sanity, and sat beside me in all kinds of conditions have been discarded far too easily. This week, I'm back on the train. I am honouring myself, my whole self, with the things that I know that same self thanks me for. The things that light me up and make me lighter, and the things that remind me that I'm alive. Moment 4. Peace. I heard someone say once, when you are trying to define exactly what something is, it can be useful to begin with what it is not. We gather many beliefs as we live our days about what certain things are and are not, but not all of these belong to us and not all of these are true. I realised this week that the definition of peace I carried needed to be strongly renegotiated. My new definition? Peace is being able to feel safe on your insides and within your being. It is not holding your tongue so you don't make others uncomfortable at the expense of speaking your truth. Are there any beliefs begging you for renegotiation? Moment 5. Running away from something looks a whole lot different to running towards something. I have some magical people in my life. I swear they've lived 1,000 lifetimes and were put here to guide me because I sometimes just don't get life. As I'm getting closer and closer to stepping into a whole new life and starting my own entrepreneurial journey. I'm constantly shooing fear away. It creeps back up behind me and inside me, reminding me that we've never done this before. And then suddenly one of my magical friends steps in front of me and says, "Erin, running towards something is a whole lot different to running away from something. Go and do it. Set yourself free." And she's right. For the first time in my life, I am running in leaps and bounds and squeals towards something, a dream, a passion, a mission. In the past, I thought I was. I convinced myself, but I was actually just running away, always running away. Well, here I come, and fear is coming with me. It can carry my bags. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings, and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author, or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks, and videos that changed my life.